Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the drift towards authoritarianism that is part and parcel of the Trump, Musk, Vance machine, I guess you could call it. Most recently, of course, Musk calling for journalists to be imprisoned. J.D. Vance meeting before his comments at the Munich conference with a leader of the Nazi-adjacent far-right AfD party in Germany. And of course, let us not forget the fact that like three weeks ago, Elon Musk zoomed in to the AfD rally and made a few comments. Cal, can we take a listen to Elon talking to the AfD rally?
I think there's, like, frankly, too much of a focus on past guilt, and we need to move beyond that. Children should not be guilty of the sins of their parents.
Children should not be guilty of the sins of their parents, but they damn well should know about them, wouldn't you say? Unless you want to, you know, deny the Holocaust, which he comes, you know, like, millimeters away from doing. This from Musk coming on the heels of not just his two-time Nazi salute, but tweeting out this. Don't say Hess to not Nazi accusations. Some people will Goebbels anything down or Goebbels anything down. Stop goring your enemies. His pronouns would have been he and Himmler. But you did not see that coming. Because it's funny to joke about Nazis, Elon. I have no patience for any of this. None at all. CJ, do we agree we can at least start with the baseline values here, right? Nazis are bad.
And then we'll see how much we got there. Yes.
You there, CJ?
All right.
Oh. He hung up. Apparently, we can't even get Nazis are bad. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up next on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yeah, well, what women are supposed to feel guilty about Eve tempting Adam with the forbidden fruit, according to the biblical mythology. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I mean, that for Donald Trump, he was calling the press the enemy of the people. That, and you know, for freedom of speech, I mean, there's words I can't say right now to say how I feel about this, including words that, you know, were perfectly acceptable to the Anglo-Saxons, but the Norman decided those weren't polite, so you can't use those words. That it is just beyond belief that these guys, the former Russian hawks now have embraced Vladimir Putin, former KGB officer, have embraced Nazism, you know, and how the Jewish people must feel about some of this stuff, because that's...
It's disgusting.
It should be so fresh in all our memories. I mean,
it should. Sadly, it is not. Cam from Appleton, you're up next, sir.
Hey, Maggie. I am going to word this carefully, but I'm not confident, and I'm not sure if you are confident, that we can beat them legally. Like, the legal system just genuinely feels like it's failing us, and people are getting censored left and right. I see... TikTok, YouTube, Nextdoor, Facebook, they're all censoring people trying to cry out about this. Reddit is even doing it now. I don't, what do we do next?
I just want to jump in there, Cam, for a couple things. One, I don't yet see indications that the justice system, or at least the courts, are collapsing. I see judges, Republican-appointed judges, Democrat-appointed judges, standing up to the Trump administration. That's thing one. Thing two, what we know is that we have entered information sewer land, okay? Legacy media challenged to do the right thing. We see the online platforms challenged to do the right thing. And yet, we do know that people of goodwill and good faith can get up and speak. We can speak to one another. We can speak on radio shows. We can patronize really good, well-meaning media outlets. By the way, I'm going to just put this marker down. Cal, I'm going to ask you to make a note. Help me remember this. I think we should do a show and share with one another some of the good media outlets. And by good, I don't mean liberal. What I mean are media outlets that are trying to get it right. And that have some fidelity to the truth, are willing in their opinion pages or in their opinion shows to call things as they see them and share that information with one another. Because social media sites like Reddit, TikTok, X, Insta, like all of these things are controlled by a very, very small group of people. There is a democratizing nature to the internet. We need to lean back into those origins and share that information with other people of good faith and goodwill. Because I don't think if you are a person of good faith, if you believe that your eyes behold things accurately, can look at what's happening and say, this is just fine. It's not by any stretch. Let's not forget this. On Wednesday last week, Hegseth said that Ukraine should give up any claim to its territory. They're just going to force a peace. Then Trump calls Putin. They talk for an hour and a half. They talk about the peace. Now it's we're going to have an alliance with Russia. To what end? Enriching the billionaire class? Probably. That's what I'm going to assume. Are we just telling all of NATO to go kick rocks now? Well, I'm sure that'll work out well for our national security. And then, of course, these little tidbits. Let's not forget this. Late on Thursday last week, Trump and Elon fired all those people at NNSA. That's the folks that keep an eye on our nuclear arsenal. Oops. And then they tried to claw it back. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, Russia fires a drone at Chernobyl in Ukraine. Come on. This is not the way it was supposed to be or go. And you and I all deserve better than this. The question remains, and we're going to get into this in the second hour, to what end? What is the end game? That discussion coming up next after top of the hour news, weather, and sports right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. I'll be back with more after top of the hour.